This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cars in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sixth. We're here on the real side. Always a pleasure. Yeah, what a crazy day, right? A lot of crazy stuff happening. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the solution here. Sonya Schmidt is going to join us right after the break. Man, I got to tell you something. We're going to deal more with this in the next hour. But the corruption. And if you say there's no corruption, if you say that there's really nothing wrong here, then I want to know what you're drinking. I want to know what's in that aspirin bottle that you're taking. Because I've got so many things we could talk about, and we're going to talk about tonight. When it comes to the little subtleties of what's happening out there, how do you lose? How are you up by 300,000 votes? Okay, and you look at the way everything's trending. You look at the way everything is laid out as votes are being counted, and then you get turned around by tens of thousands of votes, but not just turned around. They stopped counting the votes, right? Because, you know, everybody needs a break. And then from somewhere, somehow, someplace at 3:30 in the morning, all these votes show up. It's just amazing to me. But, you know, it is our fault. The Democrats have been practicing for this for decades. And in California, we see it on a regular basis. Do we want all votes counted? Yes, legal votes. If you're here illegally, you don't get to vote. You shouldn't get to vote. You should get it right, get it straight, and straighten it out. Dale from California. Dale, what's up?
Hey, Joe.
How you doing?
The only thing that scares the living daylights out of me is right now, during this interim period, Nancy is president, and what kind of mayhem now, is she going to spell it?
I don't know. Listen, Dale, let's not do this, okay? President Trump is president, according to the Constitution, till January 20th. All right? So yeah. People are running around saying this stuff. It's not true. All right? As of January 20th, if we don't have this figured out, then Nancy slides in. But until then, President Trump is president from a constitution. Not that we're following the Constitution, Dale, but we're trying. But
right,
he's the president until the 20th.
Thanks.
So breathe deep. Pray a lot. We're gonna beat the drum. We got a little SCOTUS win earlier today. Let's just believe that he's gonna fight and fight hard and fight this through, and we'll come out on top. How's that, Dale?
That sounds pretty good.
All right, sir. Hey, you have a great rest of the night. And thanks for calling. And that's what we need. This is why I keep telling you guys, don't read these half tweets. Don't believe these stories. They're trying to make you crazy. They're trying to make us do something stupid. And here's the other side of the coin, all right? Just remember, I'm starting to believe, the more I read, the more I look, this has been set up all along. The setup of the pollsters, you know, with the lead that Joe Biden had, that there was no way. No, we kind of joked about it at first, and it caught us off guard because we thought they were doing the same thing they're doing with Hillary, right, Mrs. Clinton. We thought, or were thinking, that that they were just trying to throw us off guard. Okay. And the first time they really were caught off guard too, because they had no clue that a guy like this could ever win. But this time, it was calculated, and the reason it was calculated is that you saw how these votes were coming in. You saw that President Trump had it without a problem, and then all of a sudden, was it Wisconsin or Michigan, wherever it was, without any new numbers, that Joe Biden was up by 17. In other words, if you're voting for Trump, stay home. Not going to work. You're not going to help him. Too much of a lead. And you know what? For you guys that keep telling me two things. One is, I got so many complaints about Facebook today. You guys were sending me emails and personal. Stop. Please stop. I love hearing from you, yes, but stop. I've been telling you this for 2 years now, if not longer. They are not your friend. They are not going to change. And if Joe Biden takes over, it's going to get worse. Which is why I tell you to move to places like, you know, we're moving over to, well, we've moved over to Spreeley. We've moved over to Parler. You're not going to get your message out. If Joe Biden gets in, this country now will be run by the social media outlets. End of discussion. One of the people today on one of those channels actually said that Joe and Kamala will come out and give their acceptance speech once the news networks call the states. Now, last I checked, shouldn't it be the government calling the states? Shouldn't it be us-ins, we the people? Like Obama, we're going to find out at some point in history. And maybe not. Maybe they're going to get smart, and if Joe gets in, they'll start burning and ripping up, and conveniently people will start committing suicide who have all the inside information on what happened. You have whistleblowers coming forward talking about how they were directed and told to backdate ballots. Anybody home? Maybe Sonya Schmidt can get me to calm down. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You can always find more men like that.
In your host, this is The Real Side on GZN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Some good news on the horizon. Georgia looks like they're going to go to a recount, which would be wonderful as long as we got the right people in there. As you saw the shenanigans that are going on, we're going to hit a lot of that later on in the show, in some of those states. And, you know, who was anybody really surprised? Was it Philly or Detroit? Was anybody really surprised that they actually ignored a court order, and so did the police, and they wouldn't let the GOP in to watch over the counting of the ballots? I mean, I'm not surprised at all. But we're walking around like this is something new. We've been through this before. Anyway, I need to calm down. So let me bring Sonya Schmidt on. She'll help ground me. And what are you shaking your head for?
I'm not. I can't. I'm hysterical. So it's like two hysterical peoples.
Yeah.
And you know what? To your point, right there, we know the nature of the beast. We should not have been surprised. My question is, why weren't we prepared? Why weren't these poll watchers or whoever, why weren't they trained in the James O'Keefe School of Citizen Journalism, where they knew to have their cameras on? There should have been a number for these people to call. They should, because you've got to expect this stuff from the Dems. They've been doing this forever.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is the one woman who got caught, she called 911 because of what was going on. And they showed up. Are you ready for this one? They arrested her. For taking video. You're not supposed to take video of, you know, the poll counting. And the woman's like, they're doing something illegal. I had no other way to prove it. It would have been my word against theirs.
And see, there was that one guy who was wheeling. He had a little red wagon, his little red rider. He was strolling through there. And people at first they said that those were ballots, which it totally looked like a box of ballots to me. I don't know. You know, they said it was TV equipment. Now, I worked in television for over 20 years. I ain't never seen any TV equipment in what looks like a file box.
Now, what would make you think that they would do anything wrong? Seriously.
but as you see, you know what? Why would you be wheeling TV equipment in if you're not supposed to take photographs or video in size? So it's just, it's... Can I cuss tonight? Can I just
No, you can.
That's against the rules, right?
You can do it twice, and then it's over. You know what I'm saying? Well, for me, anyway.
Oh, boy. This is just like, this is the worst it's ever been.
It's funny because, again, growing up in Boston, remember as a kid how some of this stuff went down. And, you know, I joke about this all the time. It makes people crazy. I go, like, you know, white folk don't get it. I'm sorry. It's, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean by that. Because in the inner city, this stuff goes on all the time.
All the time.
Right? And I love it when people send me emails and go, how do they get away with that? I'm like, are you serious? Have you been in a coma for the last 40 years, 50 years, or whatever?
I've been doing this forever. How do
they get away
with
it?
We didn't think that they were going to go into hyperspeed with Trump. They hate, the hatred for this man is, they don't even care. Okay, I have so many questions and so many thoughts, but doesn't the left see that this is cheatery at its highest level? And if so, why aren't they speaking against this? I would be highly ashamed if the Republican Party was choosing this tactic to win an election. It would be a red flag at the very least.
Do you know why? I actually had a couple of callers call me on this, but. Do you know why I call them the soulless, godless left?
Because they
are. This is what I do. Because whatever it takes to win, okay, because they're so sure. Now, listen, I got a lot of rank and file people that do not like what's happening. And Democrats that have said to me,
really?
I'm not for this, okay? Then I say, speak out. Be loud. Do what we do. Get out there. Call out your own people. But they won't do it. So then you're accepting it. It's like, you know, I mean, really? Are we really going to do this? And again, how good can you, unless you're total pond scum, how good can you feel about yourself when you've won a race like this by cheating?
They don't have that gene. That's not within them. And listen, if you already belong to a party where murdering the unborn is your calling card,
and it's coming back.
How much lower can... Oh, when I started to think of all the things that are coming back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming because we have right now the House, or we are holding steady at the House and we have a Senate.
Well, they no longer have a major majority in the House, and so far we have the Senate. We may not. If Georgia goes the wrong way, we may not have the Senate.
And then another side of me says... If the country goes down this road and it gets so bad, then maybe that's the exposure. Because a lot of pastors in the past, you know, 4 days, 3 days have been talking about exposure and resetting and all that. And, you know, in my mind, I thought my prayers were for Trump to be president. So, but maybe God's plan is to totally expose
God's here. I'm gonna get you like I got Alfonso Zoe last night.
Uh-huh.
No, God's plan is for us to do the right thing. If God's people don't step up and do what they're supposed to do, how is His plan supposed to come about?
Okay, but what does that do? We're praying. We're getting out. We're being activists.
How many Christians in our area do you know that actually get up, take the crap, and run for office? How many? How many Christians do you know?
Yeah, it does start at the local level. Okay. You're right.
Right? Mm-hmm. How many of these Christian pastors, and I know some of them listen to me, yeah, this is aimed at you guys, right? Where are you in all of this? Franklin Graham came out here 2 summers ago and he told you guys that you need to be encouraging your flock, you need to be telling them to step up. We have 4 scriptures that tell us that we're supposed to choose godly men to rule over us. If you choose somebody who's 100% pro-abortion as a Christian, it means you don't give a darn what God says.
You know what? You're so right. You can only tell people something for so long. There's not very many people who are brave enough to put themselves on the line like that. You were just talking earlier before I came on about, and we've both been doing this, yep, telling people to get the heck off of Facebook and all of these. They won't even do that.
No.
I don't care if you want to put your grandkids up and the dogs and your latest recipe, but they're not supporting you. Why are you making them money? Why are you supporting that group? They don't like you. They don't like America. They are actively, if you don't see that by now with what big tech did to sway this election, yes, I don't know what's up with people, and I get frustrated. I at this point I'm like,
Look, they pulled religious friends of mine's pages down for simply putting up scripture or putting up a prayer. They pulled the page down, not just the post. And yet, there's a Facebook page about the Last Supper that has Jesus hacked up on the table with a bunch of vulture-looking people.
No.
And that's totally acceptable.
It's
totally
art, don't
acceptable.
You know? It's okay? Art.
So if you Christians that are on Facebook and are going, oh, it's okay.
It's still doing it.
It's not okay. Joe Messina, your host. Now, see what she did to me? I got to go
calm
down.
I'm sorry. I was supposed to calm you down. I'm so sorry.
We'll be back.
Ooh, I'm so mad. I'm just like mad. I text somebody today. I'm like, I am done with everybody and everything.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America.
But you know what? I do think we came out. We did come out to vote. That wasn't our problem this time. I think when Obama ran,
whenever you can,
the second
time. And I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100. Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says if President Trump loses the presidential election, there will be a peaceful transition of power. On CNBC, Kudlow says the president will follow the rules when it comes time to accept the loss.
This is a great country. This is the greatest democracy in the world, and we abide by the rule of law, and so will this president.
President Trump also says Joe Biden should not wrongfully claim the office of the president. On Twitter, the president saying legal proceedings are just beginning. Biden is closing in on earning the 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency. Several key battleground states have yet to be called. The Democratic nominee and the vice presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, scheduled to speak later tonight in Delaware. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. I think I'm going to call it the Hour of Rage. What do you think? I think that's a good name for it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Good. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of it. But let me bring her on. Sonia Schmidt joins me, as she does every week. I always enjoy my time with her and her perspective on things. And if you can't get enough of her on this show, she has her own show. Sonia, where can they hear you? Where can they see you?
They can see my show where I interview incredible guests on rangebroadcasting.com. Just go on the on demand, click on my name, and you can watch my current shows as well as my archives. And I will tell you that this week, I think they just posted it, I have a guy who was responsible for exposing that whole Cloward and Piven story years ago when Obama was president. And we're back there again. If you don't know, if you haven't noticed this by now, the whole plan is to overload the system, which they have been doing since COVID, and that's a whole nother topic, right. But overload the system and then reinstate what you're trying to do and then blame it on the other side. So we're exactly living Cloward and Piven right now. But if you go on my website, you can watch my interview with this man.
I think there's some doors that have been kicked open that will never be able to be closed. I mean, you look at what President Trump did, and he's actually turned the Republican Party into the party of the working class. And when I say that, look at the amount of, I think he got four times the amount of black votes that, was it McCain or one of the, in other words, he's turned this party into the party of you know, pro-minorities, if you would. The gay community, the black community, the Hispanic community came out and voted for him in record numbers. And there was a three-hour conference call for Democrats yesterday. And the old-time liberals were ripping apart the crazy left and saying, look, we're never going to use the word socialism again. We're not going to do this. Look at what they did to us.
Wow. Not able to use those people like we used to. Here, you know, one of the things that we've been praying on big time in my grandson calls us the praying ladies, my praying ladies group, is for the scales to fall off of people's eyes. And we've certainly seen that with the black community, the Latino community, the gay community, those marches in, those rallies in Beverly Hills, I never thought I'd see the day. And then I came out, I was finally able to get out to a rally myself, which was a car rally last week. Mm-hmm. So I knew it was going to be my last opportunity. There were easily over 1,000 cars, easily. You don't even have to, you don't have to take off your shoes to count. I'm just telling you, there was easily over 1,000 cars. But do you know the newspaper, our local newspaper, reported it as 24? Two dozen cars they reported. I don't understand that unless they just accidentally, instead of saying 2,000.
No, not putting down the local newspaper, but to say, you know, most of the reporters in these places are liberal-leaning. They don't want to pump it up too much.
But it goes along with what happened with us with the polls. Mm-hmm. It's just dispiriting, and it did. I don't know that it caused many of us to stay home, because I really honestly thought we were up on that game by now. But maybe it did dispirit people and to saying, well, I don't even need to go out and vote because Biden's up 17 points. I don't know.
No, but see, before the election, I had more of my friends, more who I thought were strong conservatives, people even that listened to the show, with all due respect to them, sending me emails and saying, he's not going to make it, is he? This is terrible. I get, it's like, stop.
Oh,
stop,
gosh,
believing the polls. Ignore the polls.
Why are they listening to what they know is fake media by now?
They don't. You know what? Fear. And you know what the Bible says about fear. Okay? It waxes people feeble. They can't move. They can't think. They can't make a right decision. You know? And fear is the exact opposite of faith. So these people, you know, again, they've been conditioned over the years. You know what it's like. And I've talked about it with the black and Hispanic communities.
Sure.
I mean, when you say forever, they're going to put, what was this term? They're trying to put you all back in chains.
In chains.
Right?
Yeah.
That's got to scare the crud out of you.
How you don't know that is using you, though, is just, it's so sad. But fear works, as we've seen with COVID. And I honestly believe that many of those useful idiots, I always call them, people like the ones in my family who sincerely voted for Biden because they think he's going to do a better job with COVID, because they think now a president is supposed to control a virus. That's, you know, out of the many things I think that a president should and could do, curing a virus is not one of them.
Here's the hypocrisy I love from the left, is that Trump wanted to close down the flights from China, where it was coming from, to keep it from coming to this country, yet they have no problem closing down the cities now. So he was being xenophobic, right? Remember that? Mm-hmm. If he had stopped it, they had let him do what he wanted to do when he wanted to do it, and the same thing with some of this other stuff.
But they're being responsible. When they do it, they're being responsible.
I forgot. Yeah.
Everything is different. What's right. up is down.
They're smarter than we are.
They're smarter.
You keep forgetting.
That's right. What's up is down. What's good is bad.
We got a call from Missouri that wants to talk about the Trump condition. Joe, welcome to, well, Joe, meet Joe.
Joe. Hey, Joe.
How you doing, sir?
Doing all right. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Of course. Yeah. So I'm just curious sort of about, you know, your take on the way that Trump's been able to expand the Republican coalition while at times, like, saying things that really, you know, don't make a lot of sense, like Mexicans are rapists or something like this.
Joe, please don't do this. He did not say Mexicans are rapists. Are you serious?
Who wants to take this?
if you listen, if you would actually be honest with yourself and listen to what he said they don't send us their best. We have rapists, we have murderers, we have criminals coming over the border. And guess what we found out? We had rapists, we had murderers, we had criminals coming over the borders that were getting out of their jails and such. So did he say all Mexicans were rapists that were coming over the border? He hung up. Of course he hung up.
See, that's the thing that really bugs me. That bugs me on the radio. It bugs me in real life. That you cannot have a conversation with these people without them running off. If they would listen to what's going on, because there are many times when I've heard what the media said that Trump said, and I'm like, I'm slapping my forehead going, no, oh my gosh, this isn't helping. And then when I listen to the entire speech, the entire thing of what he said in context, what I walk away with is how scary the media is.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when they claimed that he was making fun of a guy who was physically challenged. And when you found out, when they put the footage together, and you found out that that's one of his go-to silly things that he does, and it had, and the guy who he's talking about doesn't even have any movement in his arms. That's when I realized how devious the media is towards Donald Trump, and that they're the danger. They are the what did he call them?
They are the enemy of the country.
They are the enemy of the country.
Yeah.
And if this guy is still running around with old news like this, that he's called all Mexicans or Mexicans rapists, and if he's running around with this kind of information, this is why the heck we're in the situation that we're in, and it appalls me. It really, because he sounds like a smart enough guy. Well, how come you ain't smart enough to research some crap and find out that he didn't say that? I'm sorry.
No, go for it.
We have to live under the rules that liberals, you know what, they're always freaked out about some stuff that could happen. It could be global warming. We could do this. We could do that. Well, we're pissed off. I'm sorry. We're upset about the stuff that they actually do. They actually do kill babies. They actually do put us in a financial bind with globalists that we're going to have to deal with, and it doesn't help us out. It puts us in a bind. They actually do want to raise our taxes to the point where we are dependent on the government. They actually do. They don't care about black people. And as a black person, I'm telling you, who's lived under the welfare system, they don't care about us. So that now that some of us are opening our eyes, the scales have fallen off and we're going to Trump. Now they're going back to the old lies. Trump said Mexicans are rapists. And dude, get a computer. I'm sorry. This is old. This is tired. This is stupid. And these kind of people get to vote. And I got to live under their crap that they vote for.
You are 100% right on.
I'm sorry. I'm over it. I'm tired. This is exhausting to see what they do to this man. And this is the kind of stuff that they do to this man. They've done it 24/7 for 4 years now. It brings me to tears to see what he's had to endure while fighting for us. And a Nimrod like this guy, sorry, you are, he can't see it.
You know, 40, Joe Biden, almost 50 years in Congress.
Ain't done nothing but put us in jail.
Yeah, the only thing he did for the black community was make sure that he pushed a bill to put more blacks in jail.
Absolutely.
And what is Donald Trump doing?
Absolutely.
All right, we got to go for break.
Evil is what evil does.
Okay, breathe deep, lady. We'll be right back.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm just like, oh. We can't take it no more.
That was great.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-BRO. 855-732-5562. Well, America, one thing I will say is thank God they don't have total control of the Congress. They don't have, and it's what they wanted, total control of the Senate yet. And if they get the president, because you would see California at a federal level, and we are hurting here. Things are bad. People are leaving in droves from California. You know, the weather's great, but at some point in time, it ain't worth it. It just ain't worth it. I'll go to the snow to have people around me that truly love this country, truly love what's, you know, what this country was made of and what it's all about. Anyway, Sonya Schmidt joins me. She always does every week. I always appreciate her time. Always love when she's with me. Sonya, always got to breathe deep, honey.
I'm back into my zen place, that last caller. I'm hoping he was joking or just maybe like 13 years old and doesn't have like access to a computer to actually research anything, but he pretty much ticked me off.
No, wait a minute. But you're actually thinking that he's actually going to research something and not go over to CNN to find out what they had to say about it, because it ain't going to be much different, right?
Oh, my gosh. That's probably where he got that information. It's so hard to live under the rules that they... And they're always virtue signaling, and they're always so wrong with such arrogance. It's over now, and I'm curious to see how real Americans are going to tolerate their crap now that we're having to. I know it's not over yet. I know it's not over, but if Biden becomes president, I think it's our last straw. We've tolerated a whole lot, including being locked in our, for those of us who live in Democrat-run states and cities, we've been locked down. Our children haven't been able to go to school. They're suffering depression. We are all kinds of addictions and problems and all of this only because they're having a fun power trip. And you notice how the COVID numbers went up just before the election. They used this COVID for the mail-in ballots because they knew that they could cheat the best with mail-in ballots. That's the only reason this has ever happened.
I haven't heard much about COVID in the last couple of days, have you?
No, it's sort of benign. We've heard that the numbers go up, but we've also heard, but the deaths ain't that bad, which is how it's always been.
The death rate, right, exactly. The death rate has not been that bad based on how many people are getting it.
And I posted something like that a while ago. It was like, how fast are you going to see this COVID go away once Biden becomes president? And then they'll be able to change the numbers just like they did when Obama was president. They didn't report the numbers, so therefore it looked like he had a handle on it. But he just didn't want to look like he didn't have a handle on it, so that's why those numbers are squashed. We're going to see that again. Trust me.
Oh, like you wouldn't believe. I mean, look at the stock market. You'd think it was going down because, you know, Trump might have got it reelected. No. I mean, it had two great days. But once you figure out what's going on, you're gonna see it take a nosedive for a while because we don't know what's
really
up.
It's going to be really scary.
Biden's coming in, he's talking about a total lockdown, right? So if he comes in, now he can't do anything until January 20th. I love these morons out there that are screaming and yelling, if he doesn't leave the White House, we'll have to remove him right now. We'll have to send people. Like, hey, dude, he is president till January 20th. Get over yourself.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it for another 3 months.
They were setting that up for a long time, too. These people, if they weren't so evil, they'd be impressive. Because, you know, they were talking about he's not going to leave the office for a long time. Well, why did they say that is my question. And the answer is because they were going to... I think there is intention to this cheating that they're doing, this election fraud. They had to make it so blatant that Trump has no choice but to dispute this. So when he disputes this, now they're going to say, see, we told you he's not leaving. He's refusing to go. He's not accepting this. And we're going to have to go in there and take him out, once again making him the lunatic. And I just, like, when I think of what they've done to this man and how they've set him up and treated him, it breaks my heart. All he's done is tried to help the American people. And like you mentioned before, the real people, the regular people, the middle class, black people, Latino people, gays, everybody, the LGBT community. He hasn't sectioned us off and divided us up. He's just treated all Americans as Americans.
You mean like the other group does? Like the other group who actually talks about making sure that we have more LGBTQ. How about making sure that you have the right people in place? And if it's a gay person, great. If it's a black person, great. If it's a black woman, great. If it's a green male, great. I mean, I don't care. How about we go back to the old days when you have the right person in the right place for the right reasons?
So speaking of the right person, I mean, and as a woman, and I'm not into this whole segregation of people and gender and all that, but as a woman, I have to look at the women in Trump's camp, and they are incredibly impressive. And I mean, he just keeps bringing them to the table. The Supreme Court nominee that just got elected in, she's amazing. She handled that amazingly. And then what are the counterparts on the left? Maxine Waters.
Sheila Jackson Lee.
Sheila Jackson Lee, girlfriend with Nancy Pelosi, girlfriend with the cowboy hat. I mean, come on. I would just be, like so embarrassed. I would be like, can we just like take a moment and find somebody a little bit more impressive than these
women?
They
keep voting these people back. Maxine Waters got over 70% of the vote.
My heart is broken.
Hello. And then how did they do things like, who was the black Joe something there?
Joe Collins.
Yeah, you know, I mean, here's
that ran against her, Joe Collins,
a young black man,
Marine,
with
wonderful.
All kinds of energy, had all the right ideas, couldn't get any traction. How about the woman out of Baltimore?
To him, what happened to him is happening to the country. You cannot tell me that he didn't get the ample amount of votes. But then again, a lot of people in L.A. don't. They don't go out to vote.
She's got an 80% approval rating. I don't know how.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons is they moved her district, but that's like inside baseball.
What about Klasick out of Baltimore?
She didn't win either?
She didn't win either. She got snookered by a guy who, again, didn't show up. This is why I say, and people get mad at me, Baltimore, you deserve to live in that swallow that you're living
bad.
In.
It's
okay,
such
you
a
deserve it
town.
Because you voted in. So there was somebody that was willing to work for you, that actually willing to bring bucks to the community. And what did you do? You voted for the same old. So you.
And here's the thing that scared me about this election, and that I finally saw that people were saying, is that, you know, I know that Democrats ruin a place and then they move someplace else because it becomes intolerable where they just messed up. So they move to another place, just like roaches. They just go to a different location, and then they ruin that place. But what it is they bring their votes with them.
Yep.
So I did not. I'm slow to the game, but yeah, that's how these places turn purple, and these red places are, you know, can turn blue.
Yeah, the people in Texas and a few other places are saying, look, don't come here running away from the crap that you voted for that ruined the state you're in, and that's why you're leaving. Now, wait, are you having mental issues when you're going to come here and do the exact same thing?
No. Because they're self-righteous. Just like boyfriend who called earlier, they were self-righteous. So he probably thinks he'd be doing Texas a favor by going there and voting in the way that he does. He doesn't understand that people just want to live free, live happy. That's another concept that they don't quite get is happiness. They're the most miserable people on the face of the earth. And I just, like, I'm tired of them. We've been under an enormous amount of strain under in the past 4 years of having to go through Russian collusion and, you know, just all, it's been nonstop. I can't even recall them, but there's never a day that we could wake up and just exhale because we could just live. We've had to fight for the past 4 years, support our president, listen to lies, watch Nancy Pelosi lie. Watch Adam Schiff lie.
If I was Trump, I would declassify every document I could get my hands on. And I would get it out on Fox and other places as fast as I could. And let them do damage control when they get in. That's what I would do.
Yeah, we do have to be more...
You're not as aggressive as they are. They don't even have the truth. And they go out there and tell you they have it, like Schiff did.
Yes.
Right?
But the man can't do everything. I mean, when I think of what he's done for the country and he's held these people at bay, there's just only so much he could do. And I just wish he had a more proactive team that was, like I said, I would have thought that they knew this was going to happen with the election and they would have been prepared for it. I don't know who I'd love Jay Sekulow. I think that he's excellent. And I hope that they're prepared for what they're getting ready to have to uncover.
Yep. Well, I hope so, too. Listen, we're almost up against it. Again,
don't leave me. I can't do it.
You need to tell people again where to find your show, how they can pick up some of the classics. I don't call them old shows. Don't call them old shows. They're classics. Okay. I'm a classic. You know what I'm saying?
RangeBroadcasting.com. Go to my on-demand page, and from there, just click on that little playlist button, and you can watch all of my shows. Because I'm telling you, my interviews are great. And this week, I am talking to somebody who disclosed the whole Cloward and Piven thing, and he's talking about exactly what we're going through now.
Wow. Well, Sonia, it's always fun. I mean that sincerely. You have a great rest of the weekend, and stay away from those lunatics that kind of people that call and think that Trump is with the mafia. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, we're going to go through all the corruption that we've seen happen in just a week's time. Right after this. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
Why is it every time I come on your show?